listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to The Pampered Pooch. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm your co-host, Vicki Nixon.
Today is all about spa day. You can't have a pampered pooch if you're not going to pamper them with some spa treatments. And we're going to tell you a little bit about some of the things you can either do at a spa, you go and have them pamper your pooch for you.
Or you can do at home.
Some of the things we're going to be talking about are what kind of brushes you should use for your type of dog's hair. Some of the bathing systems for home. Some like bathing accessories, some shampoos that might be good for your pooch.
Teeth brushing, it's really important. Some brush options, toothpaste recommendations, and then really how to pamper your pets with nail polish, robe and slippers, aromatherapy, special music, the list goes on.
We will be back in a minute after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back. Right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to Win with Dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about spa services and pampering your pooch to the nines. One of the most important things, and I think where we should start, and it's where I started as an adult, first having a dog, was learning what kind of brush to use on my dog. As we know, different dogs have different hair, and it was very eye-opening to me to figure out what kind of brushes were used for different dogs. For example, a pin brush is a brush that removes tangles and are best used on really long and fine-haired breeds or heavy-coated dogs that have double coats. Then there is the curry brush, which is a rubber brush. This is a brush that gets rid of dead hair. It's usually oval in shape. It puts a polish on the dog's coat and gets rid of dead hair, which results in less shedding. And it doesn't do any harm to the skin since those rubber bumps are rounded. Then there's a slicker brush. This is what I'm most familiar with. A slicker brush is made up of tiny wire bristles very close together. While this type of brush can be very harsh, it is essential for some dogs' coats. We have Bichons. I have to get through with a slicker brush to get some of those tangles out. It removes all dead hair from the fur, and it can remove mats. They're best for curly-haired dogs and long-haired dogs. And also, you might want to look at a bristle brush. This is a brush that smooths out the hair. It has soft, gentle bristles and are usually made of all natural material, similar to what we would use on our hair, round brush with the boar's bristles. It's very similar to things that are sold for people. It's less electricity in the dog's hair, whereas nylon can create static. They distribute natural oil through the hair and smooth it out. They're perfect for any dog, but most especially the long hair types. And then you get into combs. You want to look at combs, removing tangled combs. They have flea combs. They have mat combs, mat splitters, long hair dog grooming, and how to use a rake grooming tool. Since I'm not familiar, it might be something you just want to check into. But there are several different brushes and lots of different things you can offer your dog, brush and a comb. Some people use both. I do. I think, Christine, you just use a comb.
Yeah, just use a comb pretty much.
So there's a lot of good different options out there for your dog, depending on what the need of the brush is. And you definitely want to brush your dog before you bathe them.
Right.
For any mats, or also just to get the oil in the coat, the natural oil and shine, things like that.
Very nice. Okay, Vicky, so after we brush, you know, the coat of our dog, then the next step in pampering them would be to give them a bath or some type of a, you know, cleaning of the fur. And a couple of home options that you have for bathing your dog would be, one thing is, if you haven't seen it before, is the Shower Deluxe. One company that makes them is by Ace Pet. And it's really nice because it is, it turns your overhead shower into a convenient 8-foot pet rinsing wand. They're really pretty cheap. Yes. They're definitely less than $20. I think there's like a few different options. And the hose connects quickly and easily to your shower head, and you can disconnect it if you don't want to keep it there. That's what we do.
That's great, because I lean over that tub, my back hurts, and the dogs are moving away from me, and my shower head doesn't go all the way out.
Yeah, when I first used to bathe my dogs, I would use, like, a washcloth, and Vicky was here showing me how to do some, like, home grooming, and she's like, what are you doing? And, you know, since I got the Shower Deluxe thing, yeah, it's a lot better.
And it's true, because you got to rinse all that shampoo out. You know, people realize any shampoo that you have left on your dog can cause itching or scratching. Yeah. Double rinse, really good.
Absolutely. And then the luxurious spray will kind of penetrate the coat for a deeper clean, and it probably feels good on their skin, I would think. And then when you're done, like we said, just detach the hose when bath time's finished. You know, let it dry and store it away, so it's pretty nice and convenient. Another bathing system that you can try at home is the Rapid Bath Pet Bathing System. And it's basically like a professional type system, but you can still use it at home. It's a dog bathing solution that you put a cartridge in and it attaches right to the hose, and then the shampoo will come out of the cartridge at the same time. So you're like shampooing them and you're getting them wet at the same time. I don't actually know like what the shampoo solution is made out of, but I mean it's pretty popular, so I'm assuming that there's a lot of breeds out there that do well with it.
Right. Especially those big goldens. Can you imagine how tough it is to groom or to bathe them?
Yeah, a lot of the big
Or the Bernese Mountain Dogs. Yeah, a lot of hair.
Absolutely. And you can, like, replace the cartridges when needed, which is nice. So it's like you shampoo and everything's right there together. Another at-home option would be the Booster Bath. And let me tell you guys, this is one that's on my Christmas list. I will have this come Christmas time. It is very cool. It's something like, you know,
Christine, you probably know the dimensions inside and out without
maybe not that, but you know, I do, you know, and a little bit about it. It's, you know, there's a lot of different bathing systems out there on the market, but all of them are really expensive in my mind. This one is pretty affordable. It's like, looks like plastic, but it looks very durable. You can put it in a laundry room if you have room, or like I'll probably put it in my basement. But a couple of really good things about it is that, you know, again, it's elevated. I don't have to hurt my back in the tub, even with that Shower Deluxe thing at home.
Yes.
That'll be nice. They have straps to keep your dog in place while you're bathing them. There's a rubber mat inside to keep them from slipping. There's also a place to put your shampoo bottle right there, so you're not, like, it's not falling all around, or you're not having to lean and get it somewhere else. You can get this thing called a tropical shower that attaches to it and to your, like, laundry system, per se. So that way you can kind of... It's just the way that the water will work. And
Different ways.
Yeah, and it'll allow the hot water to...
Where do you hook it up to, Christine? Like, just a regular faucet?
You can hook it up to a regular faucet or, like, to your, you know... washer system.
Yeah.
I think that's what the tropic shower will, it allows it to split off. I don't have the exact information.
We let the guys handle
that. Yeah, exactly.
We just find what we want, right?
I'm all about the pampering part,
not the hooking it up.
That's right. But there's even a place to, put, like, a collar once you're, you know, you put it on the outside of it, so it'll hook right there. It drains, which is nice. So that's one system that I would highly recommend using, and that is called the booster bath.
The booster bath. Christine, you know, I have a very interesting question I'd like to ask our listeners, our faithful listeners and those that are just joining us for the first time. How many of you actually get in the tub with your dog when you're bathing them? Have any of you ever done that? I'd love to take a survey to find out. I've done it once or twice because it's easy on my back. Now, I make sure I wear a bathing suit because I feel funny getting in the bathtub with my dog with, you know, no clothes on. So I still wear a bathing suit. But I'd like to hear from you. If you'll email us at thepamperedpooch@petliferadio.com, let us know. And then on our next episode, we'll give you the feedback of how many of us that don't really talk about it get in the tub with your dogs.
Well, talking about bathing them still, like, a couple of things that you want to do if you're really pampering your pet, you know, giving them the high life, is you want to make sure that you're using a good shampoo.
Yes.
Now, I know one that Vicky and I use, and I think we've talked about before, is called a Hylyte, H-Y-L-Y-T shampoo. Vicky sells it at Simon and Lulu's Playhouse, and it's a must for pets that are suffering from allergies or dry, flaky skin. It's really the best one that we're aware of for that. It is a soap-free hypoallergenic shampoo. You can use it for, you know, even normal skin as well. And it's really great stuff.
It's wonderful. I like it because it's a non-soap shampoo and one of the only things that the severe allergy dogs can tolerate.
Yeah. And another good one you have, Vicky, is the, it's by Dr. Harvey's.
Yep. It's the herbal shampoo, all natural and organic chemical-free shampoo. It's wonderful. It's got no synthetic ingredients. It's extra gentle. It's got organic coconut oil, organic olive oil, jojoba oil, aloe vera, organic chamomile extract, etc., etc. It's wonderful, and it may be used frequently for cleansing without the fear of a chemical reaction. That's at drharveys.com.
You know, another one that we've recently tried is Halo Cloud 9 Herbal Shampoo. Because I was really interested in trying that because it is literally 100% natural. Like, even some of these other really good natural ones will maybe have something
synthetic,
in it.
Synthetic, yes. Yeah,
this is completely oil only. And it smells pretty good, too. And it worked pretty well. We still have it and are going to use it from time to time. I probably won't use it every time just because I have some, like, perfume allergies. So,
right.
You know, it's not... Something.
And be aware, with these ones that are all pure, you're going to be paying a little bit more. You're not going to be able to buy a 12 or 16-ounce bottle for $4.95.
Yeah.
You're paying for the product you're getting, the organic, essential oils, etc., the all-natural product.
Well, even, you know, even if you pay like $20 or something for, I mean, I don't know, it just depends on what you're getting, for a bottle, even with four dogs, it takes me a while to go through that.
Yes.
I mean, it really lasts a long time.
Right.
It's probably cheaper than what we all pay for our own shampoo.
Exactly.
And the Halo Cloud 9, it has safranilled oils of coconut, olive and jojoba, tea tree oil, rosemary oil, sage oil, cedarwood oil, peppermint oil, sweet orange oil, eucalyptus oil, pine needle oil, aloe vera, and rosemary extract. And we have some other, a couple other good ones that Vicky's checked out.
Aroma Dog has, I really like Aroma Dog. They have a lot of good aromatherapy for dogs. Aroma Dog has a healthy shine shampoo, which actually encourages the healthy growth of a dog's coat. It's healthy and safe dog shampoo, great, you know, coat shiner. Most of these, they also have essential oils of cedarwood, which is for cleansing, rose geranium, lemongrass. You'll also get rosemary, tea tree oil. And be aware, a lot of these have the eucalyptus oil, the geranium oil. Those are also flea and tick repellents. Not that I would suggest only using that to keep, you know, the flea and ticks off your dog, but that's what they do. Again, make sure you're watching on these all-natural oils. Some of them will say right on there, this is not a tear-free or tearless shampoo. So I will still use a baby shampoo around their eyes and muzzle and use the other. And Aroma Dog also has some other products, a spray, a nice cologne. They have a flea flicker, things like that. Big Dog Spa offers a liquid shampoo, a shampoo bar, detangler, and aromatic spritzer. Again, all natural, soothing with essential oils and moisturizing vegetable oils. So there's quite a few shampoos out there that you can get. You get a shampoo with lavender, you know, that calms your dog before you give him a bath. There are a lot of different options, and do some good research.
Okay, and another thing while you're shampooing your dog, a really cool at-home spa treatment you can give your dog is a blueberry facial.
A blueberry facial for dogs? I never heard of such a thing.
You know, one time Sugar and Princess had a blueberry facial, and it's basically meant to help with the tear stains.
Yeah.
And make them, you know, brighter around the face. You can actually buy the blueberry facial online. Just, you know, look it up under blueberry facial. One place is pamperedpuppy.com, and the blueberry facial will basically leave the skin, you know, the hair around the eyes feeling, you know, nice and fresh. You can gently massage it in your pet's face, leave it on for about 3 to 5 minutes. It's an aromatherapy treatment, so that'll be nice and relaxing, and it'll brighten and deeply clean like pretty much no other product available. And it'll leave a nice scent that will basically want you to cuddle up to your dog, because it'll smell nice and blueberry. But it doesn't leave, you know, the hair discolored in any way. It washes out.
It rinses out. Good.
Absolutely. So it's especially useful on white-collar dogs, but, you know, any dog can use it.
I hate to have a blueberry Bichon.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Hi,
Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog, Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You know, we've talked a lot about at-home treatments, but of course there are tons of spas out there that you can take your dogs to. Some of the really cool treatments I was reading about online, besides, you know, just the usual stuff, is there's a Dead Sea treatment. It's a rejuvenating shampoo and conditioning. It's fortified with Dead Sea salts and minerals imported from Israel.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Leaves soothe and dry skin, and it'll deeply clean and rehydrate the skin and coat. And again, the scent will kind of linger for a few days. There's like shed less treatments out there, a lot of different de-shedding or just shed less. There's warm conditioning wraps where they put a deep conditioner on and then wrap the dog in like a heated towel for about 10 minutes and let the conditioner absorb into the skin and coat. So that sounds, you know, that definitely sounds like you're pampering your pooch.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's a lot of other spa services. I know they've got like paw moisturizers.
Mm-hmm.
They've got nose moisturizing treatments.
Nose moisturizing for dogs?
Yes.
What do they do? Take a Q-tip and stick it up there or what?
You know, I am not 100% sure. I didn't look that one up.
Can you imagine? My dogs would not be happy with nose moisturizer, Christine.
You could do like ear and body massages. There's like medicated soaks. And then, like, some of the other different options for bathing at a spa place would be, like, the hydrotherapy bathing or hydrosurge massage, where it's, like, you're bathing them, but at the same time, they feel like they're getting a massage.
Yeah, a good massage.
Absolutely. And they even have, like, eye washing spa treatments.
Wow.
Which, you know, probably just is eye wash and yes. stuff, but hey.
This is eye-opening for me, all these options.
I know.
I love it. Now, if you're doing a spa treatment and pampering your pooch at home, there's several different things you can use while you're bathing them. You've got the Rinse Shampoo Mitt, which is the mitt with the rubber nubs, and it's supposed to really get in and clean your dog's coat.
It might feel good, too.
I don't mean to laugh, Christine, but if I came at my dogs with those rubber gloves, they'd be like, eh. But it's supposed to be more deep cleansing for the dog, gets in healthier skin. It's a great way you can brush your pet, too, I guess, with that. There's also an Evercare pet drying towel. Basically, what this is a chamois. I buy the big chamois. I love these towels. These towels are the greatest thing since sliced bread because once your dog is all rinsed off, and remember, we're double and triple rinsing, no shampoo left on the dogs. You run your chamois or your Evercare pet drying towel, same difference, under the water. You squeeze it out. Then you rub it all over your dog, even just a little bit, and you squeeze it out again. It pulls all the water from the dog's hair and basically cuts your drying time in half. For those of you that dry, for those of you that just let air dry, it's still, your dog will be drier quicker, especially when in the winter comes. Don't forget that when you are washing your pet, if you bathe your pet indoors, especially in a laundry tub, make sure you have something inside the drain. I personally know two people whose dogs' legs have gotten caught in that drain and pipes had to be cut to get those out, and the dog had scrapes. So make sure, you know, you want something to catch all the hair, but you also want something to protect that drain hole. You know, I know a lot of us think we can just keep our dogs, you know, away from it, but all it takes is one instance and, you know, or one step, and the dog in there, you know, nervous about getting a bath, gets their legs or paws caught in there. You don't want to do that. And a good one is a little bit deeper, or keep even and let your tub fill up, whichever you prefer. Those are some of the accessories you can use. You've got the Furminator products. Furminators, I'm not real familiar on the Furminator.
But yeah, it's de-shedding tools. And there's like Fur Buster as well. I'm sure there's quite a few different de-shedding tools available out there on the market, so you can check those out as well.
Also, we cannot forget to pamper our pooches with brushing their teeth. It's no good if your dog smells great and their breath smells bad. So they recommend, or it is recommended, 2 to 3 times brushing weekly. People, I don't get to that 2 or 3 times a week. I do my best to hit once.
And I'm even worse. I maybe do it once a month, which is not good, but it's a goal for one day to.
That's
to
right. We're working on it. And there are several different options you can use with a toothbrush. You know, when my dog was, when my dogs were puppies, I used the Petrodex finger toothbrush. You know, it's like a finger cot. You put it on your finger and it's got the little nubs and you brush the teeth. And I never really used toothpaste. To me, just getting that brushing going, you know, and I'm not sure I want to use that kind of toothpaste stuff. But that's really good, especially if you're starting or your dog's not used to having their teeth brushed. You might want to look into my favorite, which is called a triple pet toothbrush. It's got a toothbrush with 3 sides, and so it fits on the bottom and on both inside and outside of the tooth. And it's, you know, easy to kind of move it all at once. Again, I don't use toothpaste. I don't think Christine likes that triple pet tooth. That didn't work so well for you, did it?
I didn't like it that much, but everybody's different.
Right. We just have different opinions. You know, that worked pretty good. That works good for me. It's the best. I also like, it's called a dual end toothbrush. Petrodex makes ones also. There's a bigger triangle end and a little triangle. Especially if you have a dog with a small mouth, it's easy to get back in there. Because, you know, sometimes I don't think, my poor dogs, I grab their mouth and I'm like brushing. And they're probably like, eh. You know, their tongue's trying to get the toothbrush out and they probably think I'm gagging them. But the little end works real good towards the back. Even on bigger dogs, you just want to get that action going and clean the teeth. They have quite a lot of new toothbrushes out. They've got a ergonomic toothbrush for dogs by Virbac, V-I-R-B-A-C. That's supposed to be easier on your hands and better maneuverability. And the other thing that I found was really interesting was the Farnam Easy Brush. It's easier when your dog brushes his or her own teeth. They have a chew-it-yourself toothbrush for dogs. Amazing. It's by Farnam, F-A-R-N-A-M. And I think the latest and greatest is a battery-operated toothbrush for dogs. So those are all different kinds of things to check into and do as often as you can remember and as much as you can to brush your dog's teeth.
And our product of the week is the Paw Plunger. The Paw Plunger, which can be found online at www.pawplunger.com, is this really cool plastic, looks like a mug, and inside of it is a set of bristles. You put water inside, and basically you take the lid off and you dip your dog's paw into the plunger, and it removes the, you know, dirt and other debris from your dog's paw. It's really nice for either in the winter, you know, put some warm but not hot water inside, and it will melt out the icicles that are stuck to your dog's paw. Or you can use it in the summer or other seasons of the years, and basically just, you know, make sure your dog's paws aren't dirty. Or if you have a dog that has allergies, it'd be good for that dog so that they're not sitting there licking their paw a lot later because you're helping remove some of the debris from the dog's paw. A couple of things about this is it is dishwasher safe. They do not recommend that you keep water in it for long periods of time because then the water could allow bacteria to build up, so you don't want to do that. It's best to fill and empty it with each use. Or at least, I'd say at least once a day, or at the less often, once a day. But each use is what they recommend. And again, watch the temperature of the water because you don't want to burn your dog's paws, of course. You can check that out. They have a video. And you can also buy a towel with it. This is a great idea for either your home or, you know, perhaps in your car. If you don't want your dog's paws to get your seats all messy, that's something that you can check out. That's Paw Plunger. And our Pamper Pooches of the Week, there's two again, is Rosie and Rudy. They are both beagles. And their mom's name is Heather. Rosie will be 3 in September this month, and Rudy will be 2 in October. Some of their nicknames are Nosy Rosie, Rosito, Rosie Roe, Rudy with the big old booty, Rubo, Ruby, Chunk, or Chunky Monkey. And when they got Rosie, she was basically a gift for Heather's husband since they had unfortunately lost their dog. She was at the shelter that Heather worked at, and when she saw her the third time, she brought her home to her husband and said, you know, you can basically have the dog you've always wanted. Someone mentioned a free beagle that was supposed to be a show beagle with an overbite that the breeder wanted to find a good home for. So they went and they got Rosie. It was on Christmas Eve, and Rosie was laying on the floor and immediately decided that he was, you know, the new brother. Some of the dogs likes. Rosie loves people. She loves chasing other dogs, retrieving, swimming, walks, car rides, and agility. Rudy loves to be groomed by the cat. He likes chasing squirrels. He loves dog parks and cuddling with his mom. Their favorite dog toy, Rosie loves her Frisbee, and Rudy loves any chew toy or squeaky toy. Their favorite food, Rosie pretty much loves anything, especially whatever her dad gives her when she begs. And Rudy loves his Skittles. Skittles. He comes running like a lunatic when he hears the bag move. Interesting. And their dog's favorite activities, Rosie loves to retrieve, Rudy loves hunting for squirrels in the backyard. And their best trick or command, Rudy listens off-leash and agility class, which is pretty amazing for a beagle, her mom says. And Rudy falls over if you blow on him or if he thinks he's in trouble. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And some of the ways that Heather likes to pamper Rosie and Rudy is they go south twice a year. They go to Myrtle Beach and Fort Lauderdale. Pretty nice. They go to dog parks a lot. They are in a few different play groups. They love to go over to Grandma and Grandpa's for treats and to visit their nieces and nephews. So that is Rosie and Rudy. Very cute. That's actually all the time we have for today. And we appreciate you listening.
And listening to our next episode. And we don't forget to email us if you sit in the bathtub and give your dog a bath. I want to hear from all of our listeners.
And also, don't forget to send in your pamper pooch to make sure they're in the contest and we can pick them. And you can email us at pamperedpooch@petliferadio.com.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.